issues. When the 17 have all these issues to solve, and having when we have our meetings, the 10 who are part of the EU, who do not have the euro, like the UK, like Sweden, like Poland, feel a bit left out. And for me, it's extremely important. That was my main discussion point yesterday with David Cameron. For the UK to be fully involved in Europe, because the UK is growth-oriented. Sweden, Poland, the Baltics, all are not carrying the euro. They are all growth-oriented. And we need this because otherwise it is a currency union of 17 with lots of problems. And we need the innovative capabilities of the UK. We need the creativity of the UK and Sweden.
Did you raise with him, you said it was your main topic of conversation, did you raise with him the notion of clawing back, taking back powers from Brussels to the UK, if you think it's the central issue?
I am not a big fan of huge institutional debates. I firmly believe the discussion should now be, the debate should be on how do we get more jobs, how do we get the economy going again, and these institutional debates on treaty changes and lawmaking at the European level.
What's the Dutch growth strategy? What is the Dutch growth strategy? We're trying to find one here in the UK. We're struggling to find one. What's yours?
Yeah, well, we are doing two things at the same time. One is we want to get our public finances in order so that people and companies know that they invest in a country which has its finances in order. And at the same time, we are taking away lots of hurdles for new businesses to start. We make the government smaller. We make universities work closer together with business life so that innovation more quickly, faster comes from universities into the marketplace. So we have a whole range of policies to make that happen.